As the head of the House Judiciary Committee, Jacksonville Republican Representative Charles McBurney says this issue is important to him because of research he'd done and troubling statistics he'd heard.
In Florida, for example, there are something like 19 times more persons with mental illness in our prisons and jails than in our state hospitals combined. Some of the statistics that we saw concerning persons who were in our criminal justice system who suffered from mental health were staggering and have threatened and actually are overwhelming our criminal justice system.
So McBurney says it took a lot of input from various stakeholders in multiple workshops.
We had representatives from the state attorney's office, the public defender's office, the sheriff's office, specialty court judges, judges, corrections, juvenile, all across the board to try to provide ideas. And from that, we put together a bill.
Miami-Dade County Judge Steve Lifeman is among those who have been working on this issue for years. He chairs the Florida Supreme Court's Task Force on Substance Abuse and Mental Health Issues.
It's an excellent bill. Our task force has been working with the legislature for almost 9 years, and so we're extremely pleased and thrilled that the legislation not only passed but was signed. It's a significant piece of legislation that will have a huge impact.
Lifeman says it contains five important parts, including a provision meant to address a major gap that's existed since 1999. He says it can help a low-level offender, for example, who's incompetent to stand trial.
There's been very little ways to get that person treated. And so what's happened in the past is the courts have been forced to basically release people who are sometimes quite psychotic right back to the street without any kind of treatment. The bill addresses that problem by giving county court judges the authority to use something called assisted outpatient treatment to require someone to get treated who is refusing to be treated in the community.
Other parts of the bill include help for veterans and juveniles, as well as building on a pilot program in Miami-Dade aimed at helping those who need the help and saves money. Lifeman says the bill also creates authorization for mental health courts.
This way, courts around Florida now have the authority to set up these treatment courts so that we can help divert people who otherwise without treatment, may come back into the criminal justice system. So it's a very, very, very good bill, and I think it goes a long way towards improving both our community mental health system and our criminal justice system.
The new law takes effect July 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.